Thanks. Hi, everybody. I also don't wear glasses, but I'm sporting the Downing. I'm really into it. So I want to tell you this story about my misadventures in Disney World. I come from a family with two parents who love Disney World. They love it. They went there on their wedding anniversary the year it opened. We went there several times when we were kids. And in 1998, I was graduating from high school, and my mother's great uncle Nels died, and he left us a little bit of money. Now, I come from a big family. I have three sisters, so there's us four girls, although not as big as your family, but pretty big, like in general. So there's six of us. So to take six people on vacation anywhere is like quite an undertaking. So usually we just went camping. I mean, literally, we have been camping in every state from Florida to Maine, through the Smoky Mountains, and my mother said, okay, guys, so Uncle Nels left us this little chunk of change, and I think we're going to take a vacation with it. Should we go to Ireland or Disney World? And we were like, Ireland. And they were like, awesome, we're going to go to Disney World. So I guess I should also say, we came from a blue-collar neighborhood where going to Disney World was like a big deal in this family that loved Disney World. And I had gone to this really progressive high school. I went to Park, and the last six weeks of your senior year there, people have kind of already picked their high school, their colleges. So they send you on a senior project for the last 6 weeks. And you can do anything you want. Most people like shadow some kind of job they want, like a lawyer or a sports medicine thing. Or my friend Amanda taught herself how to play the accordion. So I, just to kind of paint a picture for you about where I was in my life, decided I was going to live on a commune. In rural Virginia, my cousin still called it that time Megan lived at Waco. My mother was very concerned it was a cult, so we did a little visit together. But it was like nudist friendly. I spent a lot of time in the kale patch with the garden manager Cricket, who had these like dreadlocks down to his butt. And I made tofu in the tofu hut. And I became a vegetarian, and I stopped shaving my legs. And I come back to Baltimore, and we pack up the car to go to Disney World. So, my sister Amy is 22, I'm 18, Joanna is 14, which made Katie 12. So we're like tweens and teens in Disney World with our mother, who we love, who is just like truly in her happiest place on earth. Now, my mom's here, so you want to give a little wave over there, Loewy? yeah. So she's got amazing Disney World tips if any of you have a trip coming up. So we'd get there and she'd be like, okay, guys, here's the strategy. We're going to make a beeline to the back of the park, and then we're going to work our way forward. So the whole first half of the day, we got that back part of the park to ourselves. Everybody just goes like a big herd, but we're going to just do. And I read the Bombeck book, and it says this and that. And so she's got all kinds of good tips for you. And we're there, and I'm, like, hating life, right? It's the worst. You can't buy gum anywhere because they don't want to find it stuck. I'm like, what kind of Big Brother rule is this? There's no gum? This is crazy. I was vegetarian. Everything was family style, so even the beans had bacon in it. You're also in the weird, like, South, so, like, there's bacon and kale. And you're like, what is this? I remember at some point there was the photo stickers were big then. That's when, like, remember the sticker booths where you could get sticker photos done? Like, in 1998, the first time we had seen those was in Disney World. So there was a booth with, like, you could get photos done with Minnie Mouse in the background, and it said, "You go, girl." So my sister and I crammed in there and made, like, cranky faces in this "You go, girl" sticker booth. My mother made plans for us to have, like, breakfast with the characters, and, you know, I was trying so hard. Nobody likes a complainer on vacation. So I was thinking, like, suck it up, Megan. It's fine. You're going to eat dinner. You're going to eat breakfast with Cinderella. It's going to be fine. Just, like, get through it. Like, don't be a complainer on vacation. At least it's warm, I guess, but it's also, like, July, so it's, like, hot as hell in Florida. It's actually, like, the time that kind of sucks to be there. So I'm, like, just suffering in silence for this whole week. And we get to the final last day, and we have these tickets booked for the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, which is like this hee-haw-themed dinner review. And it's like, oh, we're the, like, couple in the purple checks, like Cowdy. So we're sitting at this table, and there is this part before the food comes where it goes black. And all of the waiters and waitresses, you don't know this, but they're secretly creeping around with your first bucket of food. And on cue at the same time, they all slam these buckets down. So this waiter slams this bucket down in front of me, and the lights come up, and everyone jumps, and he yells, Porky's in the bucket. And I looked up and I burst into tears. I just was overflowing. I couldn't anymore. I just couldn't keep it in. And I started bawling. And this poor guy, he knows none of this context. He's like, what did I do? So he goes away and my family does what they do, which is pointed and laughed at me with great love. And I'm like, I hate this place. There's no gum. Everything's got bacon. Like, the Disney loop is crazy. If you have to say you're the happiest place on earth, you're not. And so, you know, I'm just like going on and on and on. So, okay, they're like, so I'm getting it together. And the guy comes back, and I just burst into tears again. So this poor guy went home to his boo, or whatever, his cat, whoever he goes home to, and was like, basically, I made this girl cry every time I came to her table. But, you know, I was thinking about this story and, like, the hindsight of it. And I think what I'm thinking about in my 30s that I wasn't thinking about when I was 18 is, like, you just enjoy things better when you show up as yourself. And I think the best part, my favorite memory of that whole trip is, like, laughing at myself with my family who loves me. And I think, what if I had just, like, done that the whole trip? You know, like, what if I didn't spend the whole week being like, I'm suffering in silence, and we could just laugh at it together, and how uncomfortable I was at all of it together.